Shoestring Radio Theater presents The Boy in the Moon, written and directed by Randy Parker and starring Jim Shepherd and T.O.P.K.
And Hansel and Gretel never saw the Wicked Witch again. The end. Now, Timmy, it's time to go to sleep.
One more story, Grandpa. One more.
Well, I really shouldn't. It's past your bedtime.
Please, please.
Oh, okay. One more, and then you're to go right to sleep, young man. Do we have a deal?
Deal.
Now, did you ever hear the story of how the moon came to be?
No, tell me.
Well, it all started a long, long time ago.
Before you were born?
Yes, Timmy. Much, much before I was born. You see, way before man even existed, and even before the dinosaurs walked the earth, there was a time when the sun shined all day and all night.
You mean it was never dark?
That's right.
Why?
Well, Timmy, back then, the god of the sun, who was called Tyron, was all alone. He shined and he shined and he shined his light on the earth 24 hours a day, every day, 365 days a year, year in and year out. Eventually, Tyron became lonely, and he realized he needed a family to keep him company. So he married Mother Nature, and before too long she bore him a beautiful baby boy named Plymus. Tyron was very happy to have a son, and as soon as Plymus was old enough, Tyron began giving him shining lessons.
Why?
Well, Tyron knew that one day he would grow too old to keep shining, and someone would have to take his place. And Tyron thought to himself, who better to replace me when I retire than my very own son? So Tyron started teaching Plymus everything he knew about being the sun god. But from the very beginning, Plymus was trouble. Plymus rebelled against his father and refused to listen to him.
Plymus. Plymus, come here.
Yes, Father.
It's time for your daily shining lesson.
Oh, no. I'm sick of hearing about shining bright and shining...
Plymus, someday I will grow old and tired, and you will become God of the Sun. These lessons are very important. Now listen carefully.
Oh, all right.
Yesterday, I told you about shining in the mountains and letting the fog and clouds block your light during the winter. Today I will teach you about the desert. In the desert you must shine so bright and so hot that you dry up almost all of the water in the ground. But you must leave a little water, just enough for the cactus and shrubs to grow. In the tropics you must also shine very bright, but you have to let the clouds hang around and dump rain whenever they want.
But what if I don't want to let the clouds rain? And I hate plants! Why should I let the stupid cactus live? I want to shine as brightly and as hotly as I want, whenever I want and wherever I want.
Now, Plymus, I've told you before, you must shine however your mom, Mother Nature, wants you to shine. It's up to her which lands get to have more sun and which get to have less, which get rain and which do not.
You'll see. When I'm the sun god, I won't let mom boss me around. I'll do whatever I want.
Plymus, come back here right this minute. Plymus! Kids.
It was at that very moment that Tyron realized that he could never retire and could never let Plymus become god of the sun. It was just too dangerous. Tyron knew that he had to protect the earth and himself from Plymus. So that night, while Plymus was sleeping, Tyron made an incredibly strong sack and sneaked up on Plymus.
happening to me? What are you doing? Where am I?
I'm sorry, son. I have to do this. It saddens my heart, but the truth is you're just not fit to be the god of the sun. And someday I will grow old and weak, and you will challenge me for control of the sun, unless I take action now to protect myself. I am tying you up in this sack to prevent you from ever harming the earth. And from now on, to preserve my strength and help me live longer, I am going to put out the sun's light at night and let darkness fall upon the earth.
Tyrin then took the sack holding Plymus and threw it up to the stars. And ever since, Plymus has been circling the earth. But because the sack blocks his light, Plymus is not very bright, and it's hard to see him during the day. But you can see him at night, shining in the sky. We call him the moon. And that's how the moon came to be.
Is Plymus still up there?
Of course, but he's no longer a boy. Plymus is now a full-grown adult, which is why we call him the Man in the Moon.
So it's dark at night because Tyrin is resting?
That's right, Timmy. Tyrin shines during the day and rests at night. But every once in a while, there comes a day when Plymus tries to break out of the sack and fight his father. While they struggle with one another, the moon blocks the sun, and for a few minutes the day becomes dark as night. We call their battle a solar eclipse. Now Tyrin may be old, but he is still strong enough to defeat Plymus and stuff him back in the sack.
But what about Mother Nature, Plymus's mom? Doesn't she miss Plymus?
Sure, she wishes Tyrin and Plymus could put their differences behind them and make up. But she understands why Tyrin had to put Plymus in the sack, though she would have preferred just to send Plymus to bed without any supper. Now that's it, Timmy. Time for bed.
But Grandpa...
I said that's it. We made a deal, and a deal's a deal. I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Good night, Grandpa. Good night, Plymus.
Good night, Timmy.